In the one general election race that remained too close to call, Ken Ratliff edged Kira Hyatt by 14 votes for Clay Ellum City Council Position 2. As the results were certified as final Tuesday, Ratliff trailed by 10 votes on election night but took the lead. The State Department of Ecology has placed Kittitas County under a Stage 1 burn ban prohibiting outdoor agriculture or forest burning and uncertified wood stoves or fireplaces except when the stove is the only source of heat. First holiday night market of the season is from 5 to 8 tonight at Guard Vintners and the Ridge Encore at 404 North Pine Street. The event features vendors with handmade goods, sweet treats, and more. It's organized by the Ellensburg Downtown Association. CWU Wind Ensemble concert is 7 tonight at the McIntyre Music Building. Performances free. You can dispose of unused, expired, or unwanted medications and sharps during a drug take-back event from 1 to 4 p.m. Thursday at the McIntyre Music Building parking lot. The event is open to community and central students and staff. CWU's annual Wear Fair begins Thursday in the Cirque and continues through Saturday. It features more than 30 vendors, and Mr. and Mrs. Claus will be there Saturday. This is the 46th year. CWU Jazz Combos 1 and 2 will perform their end-of-fall quarter concerts Thursday at the McIntyre Music Building Recital Hall. Taking the stage, Combo 1 at 6 p.m., Combo 2 at 8 p.m. They're both free. The CWU Viola Studios plant sale will be from noon to 2 p.m. Thursday in the McIntyre Music Building Rotunda. There'll be small plants, propagation, small pot, and plant decorations. The annual Tree of Love Candlelight Vigil, 6 p.m. Friday at Howe Holmes Community Center, celebrates Heart and Hands 40 years of providing hospice services in Kittitas County, includes a meal, slideshow, and honoring those who passed away. Call 509-968-5117 to RSVP. CWU's Theater Department production of A Christmas Carol returns for its final weekend of performances Friday through Sunday at McConnell. 7:30 showings on Friday, Saturday, 2 p.m. matinee Saturday and Sunday. Tickets 20 for adults, 10 for children. The Ellensburg Rodeo Hall of Fame will honor Mike Allen and Joel Smith for their years of service to the organization during this week's First Friday event starting at 5 p.m. at the Rodeo Hall of Fame. They recently stepped down from the board, but they continue to volunteer. CWU's Sunny Huerta was named the GNAC Conference Women's Basketball Player of the Week. Huerta averaged 33.5 points a game in Central's two wins this past weekend. Wildcats are on the road Thursday at Western Oregon and Saturday at St. Martin's. The Fish Open Table Lunch is a fried chicken bowl with mashed potatoes, gravy, corn, green beans, cheddar cheese, a roll, and fruit salad. The lunch is open to all seniors age 60 plus from 11:30 to 1 in Ellensburg, noon to 1 in Clay Ellum. The meal sites are the Ellensburg Open Table and the Clay Ellum Seventh-day Adventist Church. And the community lunch for anyone who needs a hot meal is from 1 to 2 p.m. at the Ellensburg location. Forecasted high today in Ellensburg is 37 degrees. Sunset is at 4:15 p.m. and the expected light nighttime low is 29 degrees. Winds will be light and variable. This week on ECR, Dr. John's radio show will feature Kittitas County Health Officer Dr. Mark Larson discussing the current role of wearing a face mask to prevent respiratory infections at noon Friday. Find all of this news on our website, that's ebergradio.org. And for Ellensburg Community Radio, this is Robin Arango.